This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
You know, housing to us at the Housing Coalition and a lot of our friends in the community, it's a social issue, it's a community issue, it's an equity issue, it's also an economic issue.
That's Paul D'Angelo, the director of affordable housing at Tribute Companies and the chair of the Cape Fear Housing Coalition. The Housing Coalition holds its annual legislative breakfast at City Council Chambers tomorrow morning. The focus this year is on housing and the local economy.
A lack of affordable housing can affect your local community, the bottom line of your local municipality, the sales tax dollars, your property tax dollars, when you have a lot of folks that are moving out of your community into other counties and into other areas and spending their money over there because they can't afford to live here.
What do you think people would be surprised about that you know about in terms of the economics of affordable housing?
There is nowhere that a minimum wage worker can afford to rent a modest one or two bedroom apartment anywhere in this country. I believe there's 12 to 15 counties in the whole country where two people living on minimum wage can actually afford to live in a modest two-bedroom apartment. So that's a real economic issue, and it's a national conversation about, you know, stagnant wages. In a town like ours that creates 60% of our employment as lower-income service jobs, 10, 12 bucks an hour and less, it's not matching up to that housing that we have here. Those people aren't spending money in their local stores, their local coffee shop. They're spending life on the necessities of a roof over their head, transportation to get to and from work, groceries on the table, and that's really about it.
Tomorrow's legislative breakfast features two guest speakers, Samuel Guntner and Mel Jones.
So Samuel Guntner is coming from the North Carolina Housing Coalition. He is so knowledgeable about what's happening statewide when it comes to housing. And then he also will give us a federal update about where housing is. How are things with HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development? Where is the Trump administration falling on some of our housing issues? And then the other speaker we're just as excited about is Mel Jones. She is a research scientist focused on housing with Virginia Tech and the Center for Housing Policy there. She has kind of come up with a way to present the lack of affordable housing and how that affects the bottom line of the local economy. So we're really excited to see how she breaks down numbers in New Hanover County to show that, hey, if Bob and Susie are a married couple and they're working in New Hanover County or Wilmington, but based on their wages, they can't afford to live there and they buy a house over in Brunswick or Pender County, how does that affect our bottom line here in Wilmington and New Hanover County? You know, whether they decide to shop over in Brunswick County, obviously their property tax dollars go over there. Jobs that are created, well, if they're not spending their money locally here, then they're going to spend it down in Brunswick County. And the more people that do that, it's going to create more jobs like that. She's found a way to really attach economic development and housing. Housing the folks that actually work in your community is a big deal to your local municipality and the bottom line.
That's Paul D'Angelo, chair of the Cape Fear Housing Coalition. The legislative breakfast is tomorrow, Thursday morning, from 7:45 to 10 a.m. It's free and tickets are not required. Find this story and other communiques at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni.